Jim Taylor visiting with a great Illinois high school basketball story, Jack Sikma. They call him the Wichert Wonder, and he played at St. Ann High School, led his team to the state tournament in 1974, and of course this year being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. It's such an honor to talk to Jack Sikma, and I want to go way back to the 1970s, even the 1960s, when you began playing basketball in a farm, on a farm in rural Illinois. Take it away. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Jim. Very honored with the Naismith Hall of Fame enshrinement coming up in September. It all started back in growing up in a farm in a the Wichert community, kind of a Dutchburg, where I had a ton of relatives and really started playing basketball against my cousins at the family reunions. Everyone had a hoop up on their garage or warehouse or whatever, and spent a lot of time out there by myself shooting the basketball. So it started there, and then in those small rural areas in Illinois, the big event every week was the Friday night basketball game at the high school. And so my dad brought me to games when I was young, and that was the first big goal. I wanted to be out there playing for my high school team when I got old enough, and you know, just spent a lot of time shooting the basketball and playing with my friends. There was a number of times where, you know, a nose was bloody, but we kept playing, and very competitive, and it really set the tone as far as what I wanted to do, and I committed myself at an early age to try to make that high school team.
What did that rural life really teach you at a young age? I mean, you were involved in a farming community. How did that really impact your life going forward?
Well, I think it was very important in my life, in that you really had to go to work every day, and in the summers when the crops were available and you needed to get them off out of the fields and into the market, you started at dawn and finished the day when the work was done. So I think number one, you just had to show up every day and do your work. So that was number one, but always had a lot of support from the family and so forth. Once it's done, you can work on what you need to do, and most of my time was spent shooting hoops or playing with my buddies or whatever.
Well, you had an esteemed collegiate career at Illinois Wesleyan in Bloomington, and we all know about the great NBA success you had. I know most notably with the Seattle Supersonics. But I assume some of the fondest memories for you were at an early age when you picked up the game, you know, the Norman Rockwell type of stuff. And how vividly do you remember 1974 for the small community of St. Ann when they get down to the glorious Assembly Hall and play in a state basketball tournament?
Well, just it was actually 1973 when St. Ann went, and in 1972 was the first year that Illinois basketball split up into two divisions. We had the single A and double A. And I remember my junior year, the basketball team always got a chance to go down and watch the tournament. And I watched the first, went for an afternoon of games and watched the first single A tournament. And I was with my teammates, and we all looked at each other and said, hey, we got a shot at doing this. It was a close-knit group, grew up with from a early age with most of my teammates. And a matter of fact, you know, the front line my senior year were myself and then two Sigma cousins. So we went Sigma, Sigma, Sigma. That tells you how close a community and how much fun it was when it's not only just your buddies but cousins you're playing with. And it was an exciting time for our family as a whole, making it down to the state tournament.
And then just that community, when you talk about those small, you know, communities really rallying around the local team. I know you had to experience that in the 1970s.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was exciting in the gym on basketball nights. We had a school of 700 kids coming from two or three different farming communities. St. Ann was unique in that there was a big black community east of town, which was a little unusual for those rural communities, but it was good for our basketball program, that's for sure. And I just had a lot of good teammates. We were able this last summer to get together as a team with our coaches from St. Ann, Coach Hubert and Coach Gagnon, and it was really great to get in touch with all my buddies that I played with, especially now with just the timing of it, where I got voted into the Hall of Fame, and you think back to those early days. There's a lot of thoughts that run through your head, but you think back to the early days, and then to have had a chance to catch up with everybody that was part of that was really a lot of fun last summer.
Well, and I know as we wrap up here talking with Jack Sigma, who again went to St. Ann High School over in Kankakee County, farm kid, grew up in Wichert, and I said, you know, back in the day, you know, they called you the Wichert Wonder, and they probably don't call you that as much, you know, when you played professionally or played collegiately, but you said, hey, Jim Taylor, I wear that Wichert Wonder nickname with great pride still today. So that says to me about your background and where you grew up at is still pretty important to you.
Well, it was a solid foundation. We had a wonderful community, a lot of basketball fans. You know, the community centered around family and faith. I just couldn't have had a better start. I was comfortable, knew I was loved. You know, we had a big family, and all of the cousins played ball. I think at St. Ann High, over like a 15-year period, there was always a Sigma team. So it was a pretty intimate situation, and it was a big part of the Sunday afternoon discussions at my grandfather's house when we all got together. So, like I said, it brings back just a flood of memories and good times, and the best part about it was I shared it with my family and my friends.
And then just as we wrap up, it was a huge growth spurt. Was it from your junior year to your senior year where you really grew some type of amount, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I was playing hoops, and I knew, just because we had a lot of tall people in our family, I knew I had a chance to grow a little bit. I was a late bloomer and really a skinny kid, and I went from 6'1 as a sophomore in high school to I graduated at 6'10. So for those 2 years, I was growing like a weed. Funny story, I worked for my uncle in the warehouse, and I'm sure it's the same for many. We had a door frame in which about once a month or so we mark our growth, and you could see the change every month. So it was funny, you know. Okay, it's time to check out how tall we are, and step up to the door and make the mark, and you were hoping there was movement every month, and there was. So it was the best thing that could have happened to me with my love for basketball.
All right, that's a great story. I know a lot of people still do that on the farm today. I appreciate the great memories from Jack Sikma, and what an honor, an Illinois kid inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Congratulations, and thanks for giving us some time today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. I enjoyed talking about it.